Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies last week, tonight, this evening, next week, and beyond. First thing, let's do a recap of what happened over the weekend. Exciting, exciting weekend. I spent my weekend at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, with a team of students from the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology High School here in Reno, Nevada, Washoe County High School, that has a focus in a bunch of different career things. One of them is engineering. And those students built a pedal-powered extraterrestrial rover to race in this competition. We do this every year at NASA, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. The team always does really well. It's a lot of fun to watch teams from around the world, almost 100 teams from around the world, participate in this competition. And our students took third place overall, which is fantastic and exciting. They did a great job. They also got an engineering award for system safety. We will have their rover on display at the planetarium. And I'm sure we will have a lot more information about that. At the planetarium, we invite you to come up and see what those kids have been up to. But while I was there, SpaceX landed their rocket for the first time on a robot barge in the ocean. So they've been launching resupply things at the space station and launching satellites for NASA for a while now. And they have been trying to land the rockets back on Earth or back on the ocean. And they've been mostly not successful with that. A lot of exciting explosions when they hit those robot barges in the ocean. It's apparently a very, very tricky thing to do. But on Friday, they actually stuck their landing, which is super, super exciting. So we'll see if they can continue that. What that means is that if they're able to reuse their rockets, launch satellites and bring them back to Earth, bring the rocket back to Earth to refurbish and launch again, it'll bring the price of taking things to space, people and cargo, down significantly. And so that's great when we're looking towards sending people further into space and out to the moon and Mars and beyond again. So that was super, super, super cool. And if you get a chance to look up a video of it, it is awesome online. SpaceX is really good about putting GoPros all over their rockets, so it looks really cool. This week what we have going on, the moon is in a first quarter. It's waxing this week. Wednesday it'll hit its first quarter. Tonight we're going to get a nice waxing crescent, getting fuller and fuller in our afternoon and evening. And next week, what we'll be looking forward to is the Lyrid meteor shower. Not a major shower. We're actually in the middle of a minor shower right now. But next week, we've got another moderate shower that's going to peak kind of in the middle of next week. We'll talk about that more next Monday. But in the meantime, for anything space-related, come to the planetarium. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. You can always call us, 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu and all the regular social media outlets. Or best yet, come and see us in person, north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We love seeing you here, and keep looking up.